You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Mary Mary with Get Up, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
W Mind Block Radio. Turn it up.
For sound. What's up, everybody? Isabel Davis here, and you are listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. As you know, this is Women's History Month. Our show theme for the month of March is Women Who Change the World. We are highlighting and celebrating women past, present, and beyond. Deanne, we had an awesome time last night during the Dream Lounge, didn't we?
Yes, we did, certainly.
Yeah, our visionaries, they poured everything that they could into us when we received some incredible nuggets and advice. And
yes,
every session
yes.
was timely, wasn't it?
Very.
You know, Deanne.
Right on time. Right
absolutely.
On time.
And I replayed everything that was said in my mind. So we're going to highlight some moments from the Dream Lounge throughout the broadcast, and we hope and pray that you are just as blessed as we were. Here's Donald Lawrence and Tri-City Singers with Encourage Yourself right here on the Best of Inspirational Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Sometimes you have
best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio as we share highlights from the Dream Lounge.
Here's a clip from Spiritual Wake Up Call Session with visionary L. Shawnee Du Bois Young.
If we were in person, we would be laughing, we would be giggling, and we'd be having a good old time. Some of us have had our vaccines. Some of us have not had our vaccines. But guess what? We know that the blood of Jesus has covered us all because we're still here right now. We made it through a pandemic. It marked the year in March. Not only did we make it through a pandemic, we made it through some mental days because being by yourself is challenging because when you're isolated, you know, you can be very lonely, but I want you to know tonight before I tell you about your awakening that you're never alone. Sisters, you are never alone. I don't care how lonely it gets. I don't care how dark it gets, how those moments are. And that's my segue into the spiritual awakening because I wanted to wake you up. You're in your pajamas, yes, right? But how many times have you woke up in your pajamas, but you still wanted to do what? Go back to sleep. Have you ever just wanted to put your pajamas back on and start your day over again? Because everything was going awry. Everything was going crazy, whether it was kids. If you got a mate, it could be your cat, your dog, even your goldfish might have been acting up that day, blowing extra bubbles. Hey, I don't know what it was. It could have been your grandchildren. It could have been your church members, because we know sometimes church folks can act up too. The devil get in a little bit of everybody, but guess what? At the end of the day, ladies, we're all still here, so we're going to give ourselves a round of applause for still being here. We're more than conquerors in Jesus Christ, and we're still here. We're still helping people. We're still loving on each other. I know that Brand New Day, Emily, you guys have continued to do the show and bring positive affirmations and information. So first and foremost, I thank God, but I want to be grateful for you guys pulling this together so that women who are positive, who are trying to uplift one and another, could come together, even though it's virtual. Guess what? Sometimes you just need another sister to tell you it's okay. It's going to be all right, girlfriend. You know, and you don't have to always go into, well, girl, let me tell you what's happening with me. Let me tell you what had happened was, because everybody doesn't always need to know every detail of your life, right? But if you got some praying girlfriends or you got some friend girls that know how to call on God, guess what? Then it doesn't matter if you're sleeping, they're woke, long as somebody in the crew is woke. So as I go into my little quick spiel about the spiritual awakening, we all have fallen asleep in some way, shape, form, fashion, or another. And when I say we have fallen asleep, some of us have fallen asleep at times where we may not have been in our word, even though we've had a lot of free time, even though we've had a lot of me time. Even I just know that so many people have gone through so many things since the pandemic has begun, whichever word. Come on, Emily, help me out. But you don't have to stay asleep no matter what your situation is. You can get back to those things that we should have been doing or could have been doing. I'm not pointing fingers and saying that you haven't. I've been guilty of it. Have you ever been too busy being busy? Anybody? Okay, I'll raise my hand. Or just doing things, piddle-paddling, or sleeping because you felt sadness, depression, grief. Like I said, we all have been kind of isolated, or our lives, the new normal is not normal. And it's so easy to get withdrawn from everything and to just go in the house. You know, we have this new routine with COVID, right? Where we have to take off our clothes when we get home from being outside and change. But you all look cute in y'all's pajamas. But me, I have to not only, what do we do before we go to bed? I'm going somewhere with this. Give me a second. What do you do before you go to bed? You start prepping, right? Hopefully, I'm praying in Jesus' name, everybody take a shower, right? or some type of freshen up. Let's keep it real, sisters, because, you know, you might fall asleep on the couch when you get home. Things happen. If you have kids, situations occur, but there is normally a routine. There is normally something that takes place before you go to bed. So is there preparation? Can I get an amen if you prepare yourself before you go to bed? You might even have to take out your eyelashes, you know, because I'm going to peel these off when it's time for me to go to bed because I'm going to sleep real hard tonight, okay? At the end of the day, then you put on your beautiful or your raggedy pajamas. Come on now. Every woman has a raggedy robe or a raggedy gown or a raggedy t-shirt. It might just be something that you clean up around the house. It's not always cute. See, we're going to keep it real because this is girls' night out, but we're in. We don't always put on the sexy lingerie or we don't put on the silk and the beautiful pajamas like I see so many of you ladies wearing. And Emily knows I love pajamas because I'm Dr. Sleep anyways. I can tell you about any pillow and every kind of mattress in bed you would want to sleep on. Hey, all you got to do is just send me a message. I'll tell you how to get some good sleep, right? Because sleep is imperative and it's indicative of your success. So many of us are not sleeping for other reasons. I'm not going to even have enough time to get into why you need a spiritual awakening, because some of you have spiritual insomnia right now. And so that's a crisscross. So we might be in our pajamas, but sister, you ain't been to sleep. You're not sleeping at night. You're flipping, you're tossing and turning and flipping and flopping like a little fish because you're worrying about the world. You're worrying about your life, your bills. You're worrying about the pandemic, family members. You might have lost somebody, whatever the case may be. Let me tell you a little secret. He can handle all of that if you turn it over to him. That's the only thing that's going to keep you woke, is to be in line and in tune with your creator, to be in line and in tune with God, and to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Think it not strange that God has given us this time to be able to be off to ourselves. Some of y'all could probably be detoxing right now. And when I say detoxing, that's from everything from relationships to what you eat to what you ingest, television shows, music, etc. This is a time of refreshing.
I'm Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Deanne and I are having an incredible time as we highlight women who are changing the world while recapping segments from the Dream Lounge. But first, here's Cherie Jones Moffitt with Not Too Late to Dream.
Money's running out, jobs cannot be found, and our dollar decreases every day. People losing hope, where we're heading no one knows, but we're certain something's gotta change. But that $1 million idea in your mind may be just what we need to survive. So it's not too late to dream, not too late to believe. Times may be hard, but faith is the key. Not too late to dream. Go on and spread your wings. God made his investment into your destiny. So it's not too late to dream. Oh,
tuned to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio as we share some amazing highlights from the Dream Lounge.
Yes, we had some amazing women in the Dream Lounge last evening, and none other than my cousin, Miss Visionary Venezuela Williams, with a clip from the Dreams Do Come True session. So here we go.
I am elated to be here tonight. I'm elated to be in the world today. I will tell you, before I start talking about dreams come true and all that, I will tell you, I have I had an encounter with God a couple weeks ago. I was in my guest bedroom and wasn't feeling too well, and he told me to pack my bags, and it was enlightening. He said, pack your bags, and I need you to call 911, because I wasn't breathing well. And long story short, I'm glad that I went to the hospital and was able to take care of my medical needs. But I will tell you, you all continue to be safe out there. because when I tell you God did something to me, I think what Shawnee said, I needed to slow down. I was always on the go, and I was always doing something, and I'm so glad I was able to And so I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful for his grace and his mercy and just him being able to heal me and heal my body and my husband and my daughter and my niece that's here with me. But I will tell you, when you all reached out to me talking about dreams come true, you know, I'm always looking at my goals. I've been in human resources for over 15 years, and I'm always looking at how do I make sure that I'm making my goals. And not only that, my two daughters are doing what they're supposed to be doing to make their goals. But dreams do come true. I will tell you that when you trust and you follow God's plan, because he has a plan for all of us. We were all made with unique skills and skill sets. And we've got a horn of what those things are so that we can be able to help others. I heard her talking about pouring into others. And we can't pour into others until we allow him to pour into us. You know, my late grandfather used to say, his favorite quote was, if you do what's right and treat folks right, the good Lord will bless you. And I live by that every single day because he is right. If you do the right things, the good Lord will bless you. But you got to treat people right. And as I talked about earlier when we were doing the icebreaker about love, we've got to love each other more. We've got to love on ourselves a lot more than what we do. You know, as a little girl, small town country girl from Greenwood, Louisiana, I knew that my life had purpose. I just didn't know what that was at the time. I knew I had a lot of leadership skills as a little girl. You can ask my siblings from that, because I always told them what to do and how we were going to do it, because my mom was always working and she was a single parent. And so they tell me to this day, stop telling me what to do. I said, but you know what? You're the person that you are today, because I was able to do that while mom was at work. I was at an early age and I didn't know what they were. And I didn't know just how God was going to use those skills, right? Whether it was just at work or at home, or how I was going to help others. But my influence and my ability to just connect with other people was strong suit, even to this day. And so I will tell you, I did not always know or saw a mentor that looked like me. And I wanted to make sure that I was able to do that for others, not only my two daughters, who are 17 and 23, but others that look like me. I wanted to be able to have that for other kids. And so whether that's me walking down the street, whether that's me meeting people at work, because that's what I do for a living, right? But whatever, anytime I encounter with someone, I'm always telling them dreams can come true, but you got to trust in God's plan. And so as a businesswoman and just really pouring into others, my life had purpose. And I knew that I had goals. And so I will tell you, every quarter I look at what are those goals I need to make sure that I'm hitting? And then what do I need to do to make sure that I align those goals if they need to be aligned? And sometimes they don't work out, because here's the thing. God already has a plan for us, and we've got to be able to follow that. And sometimes what we want may not be what he wants for us, and we've got to be able to recognize that and be able to say, okay, God, that's not the door for me. And you got to be okay with that, and you got to be able to step back and say, you know what? Okay, I get it. I know that's not for me, because sometimes he doesn't want you to be in the room or bring your seat to the table, because that's not the right table for you to sit at. And so we've got to be able to see that. Sometimes we don't. But I tell you, I love having just authentic conversations with people and really being able to find out, like, how do I help you make your dreams come true? I see people all the time, whether the employer that I worked for before, or the one that I work at now, I see people all the time. They come in, they want a job. They say, hey, this is what I want. And then they don't do what they're supposed to be doing, right? And so regardless of what that is, whether I'm trying to help coach and teach and train them to do the things that they're supposed to do at work, or coach and teach and train them because now we're going to say, hey, it's time for us to move on and make you a customer. Sometimes that's going to happen, right? But those dreams will come true. And so it's all about through God's work. And I will tell you, here's what I do know for sure. God loves you. He created you so that you can have an abundant life. But you got to be able to connect with him and use what he gave you, because he gave us all something special. You got to find out what that is and really be able to make your dreams come true. You know, Jeremiah 1:5 says, God knew you before you were born. And he knows the plans that he has for you according to your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11. So let God make your dreams come true. He will make them come true. Trust me when I tell you, on March the 5th, when I called 911 to come and pick me up to take me to the hospital, that was the day that I released, with 15 other women, we released our book. It's called The Journey of the Sisterhood to Purpose. And when I tell you, before the end of that weekend, even on that Monday, which was the International Women's Day, we were still number one. And so I can tell you right now, because I don't always boast on myself, but I will tell you right now, myself and those 15 other women, we are Amazon's best-selling author. Dreams will come true, but you got to keep God's plan all connected to him. It's got to be connected with him. And so I will tell you, I will leave you with a couple of things that I wanted to make sure that I talked about. Number one, don't you dare give up, because people are assigned to your life. They're assigned to your life, and they're waiting on you to help them nurture their narrative, but they need you. And so you've got to pour into others. You've got to pour into others. You've got to take some time to spend time with God too, so that he can pour into you. But people are assigned to you and they need you. Do not give up. You are so capable. You are capable of so much. Dream it and work for it. Dream it and build clarity for it. Dream it and put God first in it at all times, no matter what, because he will direct your path. Dreams do come true because you were built for it. God built you in mind for it, and dreams will come true. I promise you they will. They will come true no matter what, but you got to keep God first. That is the most important thing, because when he is the head of every single thing that you do, everything will align. Trust me, they will. But you've got to make sure that when those things are aligned and those dreams come true, you give him all the glory, all Amen. The glory, because everything that I have is because of him. And those dreams can be yours too, but you got to give him the glory, because you know what? He's a jealous God. He wants us to be all about him, and we've got to give him that glory. So dreams will come true. They will come true, but you got to keep him first. You got to keep him first. Amen?
Amen.
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 Whew. I don't know about you all, but I...
That was Yolanda Adams with Yeah, and you are listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
So at the Dream Lounge, we had an amazing time encouraging women just to be comfortable the way God designed us to be. Listen to Tamara Batzell as she helps us get together from head to toe.
Hey, you guys, how are you? I'm so happy to be here in our pajamas. You know what? I had to struggle. I don't wear pajamas. So I was like, oh, what am I going to wear? Because I just go to bed with my tank top on, you know, my bra. I just jump in the bed. You know what I'm saying? So I found this T-shirt. It was given to me years ago. So thank you for the excuse for me to put on my little T-shirt. It said it's going to be a good day. Okay. So I am, let me just tell you who I am first. I get you wondering, who is this chick with the big glasses on? My name is Tamara Batzell, and one of the things that I do is style. I don't promote that too much. I just do that to very particular loving people that I love and that need my services, like, of course, Emily. But really what I do is I create content, ladies. At 40, I started feeling some sort of way, and I heard women around me echoing the same thing about they kind of lost their mojo. They kind of weren't feeling too fly anymore. You know, they were feeling kind of down and out. They weren't feeling they're sexy and all that. So I'm like, you know what? I snapped out of my pity party pretty quickly. And I said, you know, I'm going to start a blog. I'm going to start a fashion lifestyle blog, but this blog is just not going to be about fashion lifestyle because we are so much more than that, right? You can get lost in all the fashion and all the glitter and all the brands and all that, but deep down, what are we going to do with this next chapter, right? We got a lot of years ahead of us at 40, you know? So what are we going to do? And how are we going to live our best life? So when she said looking and living the part, Emily said, hey, Tamara, I was like, God, that's perfect. Looking and living the part. So I create content. I create videos in particular because videos are so powerful. Just like we're here together, we can see each other, we can hear each other, and somehow that just evokes emotion, right? So looking and living the part. And sometimes when I'm styling women in particular, there have been many times when women have said to me, Tamara, I can't remember the last time I felt pretty. Does that resonate with anybody? Have there been chapters in your life where you looked in the mirror and you couldn't find your pretty? I know I have. There have been times that have been pretty dark and pretty dismal, and I just didn't feel it. And so sometimes I had to fake it. So it talks about looking and living the part. So I did. And even though I'm in fashion and style, a lot of times my style is very simplistic with just accentuations of my personality. And so that's one thing I really want to stress with you ladies, is always dress. You feel, and some days you're not feeling that good, so it may be simple, but just put on that pop of red. I see some red lipstick out here. I see the big glasses here. I see the headband matching the pajamas. I see those are things, hoops. I see the head wraps. I see the image with the crown. Those are all things that we do to show our personality, right? To feel more vivacious. And so I remember my mom, she was a nurse, and my mom was a very spiritual woman, but she was very kind of silent in her spirituality. If you don't know what I mean, she wasn't one that was always quoting scripture, but she knew the scripture. She was one that of integrity. She was one that didn't take a lot of, but she had a great sense of humor. She was that woman. And so I remember being very ill one day. I think I got the flu really bad. And so she said to me, Tamara, and I was like, Mom, I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. I just feel so weak. I don't feel. She's like, you're going to feel so much better, Tamara, once you get up. Get in the shower and put on a fresh pair of pajamas. And you know what? That stuck with me in life. So when we're feeling down, isn't that beautiful how we connected that? The young lady before me was talking about, you know, getting up in the bed. But just, you know, sometimes God works in mysterious ways. I didn't even know that about her. But that always stuck with me. So when I was feeling down and feeling out, I was like, just get up, Tamara. Just get up. That's the first step. Then put on something and just don't throw on something, even though you don't feel like it. And you don't feel like the effort. It could be a white t-shirt. So I brought out just a few items I want to show you. So it's just a white tee, ladies. There's so much you can do with a simple white tee. So I'm going to change right here in front of you guys. I do this. I do lives all the time where I talk about style. I have a t-shirt underneath. I'm not going to get naked here, ladies. Don't get I got a t-shirt on underneath here, but I like to show instead of just talking about things. You know what I'm saying? People can say whatever they want to say, right? But you show me. So a white t-shirt, you're not feeling like, you know, getting all jazzy, but you want to still look cute. You know what I'm saying? You still want to, you know, get that look back, you know, and no matter what age, you still can get the look back, ladies. Okay. If you have long legs, use it. If you have a beautiful neckline, this is the time for you to get those chandelier earrings. You know, think about that. You really have to assess your body. It is so hard because there are so many images out there of, and Photoshopped images. You know, we know about the filters, right? So please look beyond the smoke in the mirrors. When you see these things in magazines and when you see them on videos, these people are very, a lot of times, very enhanced. They are not the average woman on the street. But you know what? You can still look like a star, no matter your size, your age, or your income. It's about you knowing your body first, knowing personality, and then accentuating it. So it's all about your freaking eye, you know, in your body, and really more of who you are. Don't miss that. So show up with your white tee and your accessories and your hoops or your gowns and stretch your stuff and look the part, because influence comes from that. Doors have been opened due to what you look like, and doors have been shut because of what you look like. That's just raw reality. So don't get it twisted that it has to be about a designer bag on your arm or Hermes scarf. It has to do about you standing in the rooms, being in your presence, throwing those shoulders back, speaking with power and conviction, and having on something that gives you comfort and power so that you can look the part. Even though your heart may be racing 1,000 beats a minute, nobody's going to know it because you are looking the part. So I just want to thank Emily for
Carrington Marzette. I am the founder, CEO, everything of Groupie Pajamas. I own a pajama brand. We're striving to be the ultimate group sleepwear. I'm currently wearing our Black Santa pajamas. We just launched, this past November, officially. I dreamt of starting this line, an all-inclusive pajama line. We carry sizes extra small to 4X. I just wanted to, feel beautiful, like the first speaker talked about, just like feeling good when I went to bed and being put together. We all have those ratty pajamas, or we just throw on whatever. And I wanted us to do a little bit better than that. And so I created Groupie Pajamas. I just, dreamt of being an entrepreneur, not having to kind of work for the man anymore, creating my own legacy and success. And I feel like a lot of our women entrepreneurs or successful women these days, their success was found in creating a business, a space for themselves, not necessarily climbing that corporate ladder. And so I knew that I wanted to be successful and there's things that I wanted to achieve in life. So I dreamt and created Groupie Pajamas.
And so we're very proud of Carrington. Carrington, Carrington, you might be the youngest person on the call.
Yes, and I'm happy to be here too.
Yes.
So much wisdom. I'm just getting so much wisdom from you ladies.
Awesome. Hey, you are, for you, we're in the company of greats, and so of all ages, and so we're very glad to have you, very pleased to have you.
Yes, and love, 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 love these pajamas.
Yes. They are very comfortable. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm getting to the point where I get a little hot at night and have to sleep with a fan on. And that has never been the case in my life, but now it's happening. And so these pajamas are, they're they're not thin, see-through, like where you can see through them or anything, but the fabric is very comfortable and very, it's thin enough to where light is light.
Yeah, we use a quality, it's a high quality satin. So it definitely feels like butter on your skin. It's like cool to the touch. So, yes.
Yes. Thank you, Carrington. Mm-hmm. And then we have Miss Karen here.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Yeah, you just put it out there. I'm not the youngest. I wanted to at least look like I was the youngest, but no, I'm not the youngest here. So my name is Karen Jones, and I am the founder of Enixum and the creator of the Soft Dry Hair Towel. My journey kind of started maybe a year or so ago, and I'm in my 40s. I'm closer to my mid-40s, and I'm asking God, what is my purpose? You know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm successful in my professional career, but what is my purpose? What do you want me to do with my life and give back? And so Corona hit, and then so I was forced to work from home 100% of the time. This gave me a lot of time that I did not have before. So one of the things, I had short hair, it was relaxed, and so it couldn't go to the hair salon anymore. I wasn't going to the hair salon anymore. So of course my relaxer started to grow out, and I started having this fro perm type of look going on. So I got frustrated one day, and I told my husband, I said, I'm going to cut my hair. I said, are you okay with that? I'm like, I'm going to cut it. Like, he's like, oh, I love you anyway. Just go cut it. So I just went in the bathroom and literally grabbed the scissors and cut all my perm off. And after I did that, I was like, oh, what did I just do? It was like, yeah, it was so low. I wasn't expecting that. But so that's when I started my natural hair journey, and I have never had natural hair before since 13 years old. I've had a relaxer on my head, so this was just a big transition for me. So doing that and just going through research again, figuring out what do I need to do with my relaxed hair, my natural hair, what type of hair I had. I didn't know there were different types of, so all of these things. And I came across the point that it is clinically proven that you should not dry your hair with a regular towel. Mm-hmm. And I started to notice how dry my hair was once I dried it with a regular towel. And I'm like, okay, there is something to this. And so I started working with my husband and my daughters, because they would go around with things on their head that was not a towel. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing? And they're like, Mom, I'm drying my hair. I'm like, okay, well, it has to be a cuter way to do this, okay? So it's all about, you know, like some of our panelists said, you know, just feeling pretty. Every woman wants to feel beautiful. So even drying your hair can be a way to be beautiful, then why not? So I just kind of went to the drawing board, and I just started playing with different fabrics and doing different things and combinations, and then so I finally came up with what we have today, which is the soft dry hair towel. It's patent pending. I put my stamp on it because it's a great product. As they said, as Deanne said, it soaks up all of your moisture in your hair, the wetness of your hair, but does keep it moist. So you can apply products to it. It doesn't dry it out. It doesn't leave it frizzy. There are no tangles. And the great thing about this is that it's for all hair types. My customers are Caucasian, Hispanic, African-American, relaxed hair, natural hair. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you should not dry your hair with a regular hair towel. If you think about it, you didn't think about it. You're drying your hair with something you're supposed to dry your body with to get all of the water off. So why would we do that with our hair, knowing that we need the moisture in our hair to keep it from becoming brittle, breaking off, and those type of things? So I made connections with people, and we put it together. So the dream that I had in my head that started keeping me up at night, like what is it going to look like? How big is it going to be? You know, what are the dimensions? And I came together, we collaborated, and we came up with this towel. And so now we have several different colors. I'll show you one that looks like, this is our spring line. that we have. And this is the towel. It's a nice size towel. It stretches so that you, I mean, it doesn't matter how the length of your hair, the thickness of your hair. You can also use it to deep condition. I'm actually doing that now, even though we're on this Zoom call, but it matches my pajamas. I'm looking real cute, as you can see with Deanne. And then Keisha Burke also has her towel on her head. It's just something to that you have to do anyway, but it makes you feel beautiful. You can now wear, I wear it outside in the grocery store. Sometimes you just don't have time to wash your hair and complete the whole process, right? So Emily, as you were saying, you know, I just didn't have time to wash my hair, but you need to wash your hair, right? So you wash it, you wrap it, and you keep going, and it dries it so gently and softly and slowly that you can leave it on for hours. And then once you take it off, it's still enough moisture in it for you to apply your products or do any type of styling. So that's my product. It's Enixum. And where the name came from was, it's actually my late mother's name spelled backwards. Her name was Maxine, and I reversed it and made it Enixum just to honor her and to just hopefully that she's proud of me. So I wanted to make sure that she was part of the legacy that I want to leave for my family. So you can get my products at enixam.org. That is E-N-I-X-A-M.org. And I do have a discount, and I will put that in the chat as well. You can also follow us on Instagram or Facebook at E-N-I underscore. It's a great product. I encourage all of you to get it. It will change your life, and it actually really will change the way you wash your hair.
Love it. Yes, I know all that about a towel. I heard that towels can be damaging, but I didn't realize like that might explain why some of us have stunted growth even after many years of being natural.
Yes. You can research it and see it is clinically proven that you should not. It does make a big difference.
Wow. I know I have like
questions I don't know what questions our other participants have on the call, but I definitely want to ask you all in a brief answer. What was the biggest obstacle in bringing your dream to fruition?
Karen, do you want to go first? Sure. I think the biggest obstacle for me was just doing it. Like, just making that, you know, Facebook page, that Instagram page. And once I did that and made that, you know, first post, it was kind of like, the weight was lifted off of my shoulders. I was like, okay, I did it. Now I just have to keep on going and stay consistent. And that was just my biggest obstacle. And when I got over that and got myself out of the picture, per se, is when I began to really take off with Groupie Pajamas.
I would have to piggyback on what Carrington just said. I had to get out of my way, and the fear of failure. It really was a fear of failure. It wasn't the fear of me putting myself out there. It was a fear of not somebody seeing what I saw, or, you know, buying my product or seeing that it was a great product that I thought it was. It was really the fear of failure. I didn't want to fail, or I didn't want to feel like, oh, nobody likes what I've done, you know, that type of feeling. I didn't want to feel that way. So once I got away from that and moved that type of feeling to the side, I was able to step out of my comfort zone, because that's what I really had to do. I mean, being in corporate America for 20 some odd years and working with numbers, it's really, you know, taking myself out of my comfort zone to be on my more creative side, and trusting that and knowing that I have something that everybody would want, and just trusting God to know that He gave me this vision, He gave me this dream. And so just do it. Just trust Him.
Did you bring me any?
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio.
We are continuing our show highlighting moments from the Dream Lounge. You just heard visionaries Carrington Marzette and Karen Jones, who truly shared their testimonies during the Dream Lounge. We have more to share from this incredible experience.
But first, here's Bree Babineau with My Everything.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done. By the power of His blood, I know it's mine. Belongs to me. It belongs to me.
Juan and Lisa Winans featuring Marvin L. Winans with It Belongs to Me. And you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Recording artist and Emmy Award winner Kim Washington blessed our socks off with a special treat by singing her latest release. Here's Kim Washington featuring James Fortune with I Will.
Woo! Yeah! I got the safest places to be in your will. Give us the strength to do what you called us to do. Oh God, we're available to you.
Each and
tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. All month, we are celebrating women who changed the world.
The Dream Lounge was a space for powerhouse women to share their God-given wisdom with others. Visionary Shelly Mache closed out our session, allowing the Holy Spirit to use her to reach us and convict us to build upon those dreams God has given us. Here's Ms. Shelly Mache.
We need to stop dreaming small. You serve a big God. You have big purpose. It's time for you to stop sitting back. It's time for you to stop dimming your light. It's time for you to stop hiding yourself. Dream it, speak it, say it, live it, write it, be bold about it, own it. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. You want to know how to get over? You want to know how to come out? You want to know how to get out of your head? Do it. Believe in the woman. Build. Believe in a woman that you were created to be. Be unmovable in the words that God gives you. Include the right kind of circle, not just anybody. You better start doing applications. What can you bring to my life? You better quit playing. You got a purpose and a destiny, and you can't be attaching any and everything on you. It's some demons out there who want to stop you. You better learn how to pray over some stuff. Everybody don't get to ride in the train. Learn from your mistakes. Be willing to learn from your mistakes. Be willing to extract from those mistakes. And then dream big. You were created to be big. Don't let nobody take it down. I don't care what you've been told. I don't care what they said about you. I don't care if they said that you was too dark. I don't care if they said that you were the wrong race. I don't care if they said that you were the wrong size. I don't care if they said you came from the wrong background. My God said I was predestined and a purpose was created for me before I ever entered this world. Whose report are you going to believe? That's your choice. You get to make that choice on if you're going to build, if you're going to be who you've been called to be, or if you're going to let a society who has no idea of who you are and what you have been purposed for take away everything that God has placed in you. Who's ready to build? Who's ready to build? It's time to stop playing. Stop playing. A young lady last month, her name was Lyric Chanel, I think that's how she pronounced her name, 13-year-old, lost her life to brain cancer. 13. I only found out about her maybe 3 or 4 days before she passed, and I've been seeing videos and things. Baby, full of life. Full of life. Fought to live. But we over here sitting around, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's time. It's time to build. What are you going to leave for the next generation? Leave your footprint. Success leaves clues. You are that success. It's time to build. My name is Shelly Mache, certified life purpose coach, speaker, author, and I have declared myself my fellow woman's cheerleader.
We would like to give a special thanks to our visionaries and guests who participated and attended the Dream Lounge. It was truly a life-changing experience.
Yes, and we thank this incredible network, We Talk Radio, especially Ms. Kia D, for supporting our endeavors to dream big. I'm just still amazed by this event, Emily. We're still getting kind words from those who participated, and I'm just excited about the next event.
Yes, 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 and we would love to continue to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us about the women in your life or who you admire who are changing the world.
Yes. Well, we've reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Time tonight and all of our other shows through the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all things. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your strength, your peace. We pray, Lord God, as people are not traveling, there are some people traveling, but we pray that everybody who is on spring break, that you would cover them with your blood. We thank you for your new mercies. They're new every morning, oh God. And we ask you, oh God, to give us the strength and the ingenuity to walk out the dreams, the plans, the purpose, the destiny that you have prepared for our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us where we need to be forgiven. We ask forgiveness. We ask you to wash us with the washing of your word. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. And God, we ask you to cover us and protect us. And we thank you, Lord God, because you are big and you only do big things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. We would like to leave everyone with an empowering quote from Italian supermodel Bianca Balti. You keep dreaming big, never put the limit on your dreams, and believe that everything can come true.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Jonathan Nelson and Purpose with Manifest.
Somebody and tell them you are, you are.
Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe? Try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.